Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The expose. I don't talk about this tactic often, mainly because it's like working with a bomb. Yeah, it's effective at blowing stuff up, but you got to be careful or you're going to get hurt too. That said, the expose has become popular in film and podcasts, and they are effective in creating conversations and attention. The key question for me, who is the best candidate for using the expose? Who can make this work? Let's explore. First up, those who have insider access. This right here is the difference between being taken seriously and being thought of as a crazy person. If your background gives you that kind of credibility, then you could be a good candidate. You want folks to think, well, they do know where the bodies are buried. I'll give these theories a fair hearing. And yeah, I know that many investigative reporters and people like that are using this tactic too. But they also have a network of people, so they have indirect insider access. Second, those who have access to media. Exposés need oxygen. So you folks who have a running start with media outlets and need to bust out to the next level, exposés can do that for you. Just be sure that you can get that initial burst of media coverage. Without that, this effort will fall flat. Now keep in mind that exposés are a tool. They can be used in big ways, like we've seen on the national stage. But they can also be used in smaller ways, as in specific industries or even groups. So don't assume that you have to go big. The key is to be seen as the radical truth teller, someone who is unafraid to call the game. Now, hope this helps. Go out there and be brilliant.